I'm now joined with John Kennedy, Head of Public Relations for Guaranteed Irish, to speak about how important it is for online shoppers to stay local during the Christmas season, and also to give just a few tips on how to stay safe and secure when shopping online. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Thanks very much for having me. Great to be here.
You're welcome. First of all, Sean, figures from Eurostat research shows that €20 spent in the local community is worth €100 to the economy. Similarly, for every €100 spent locally is worth €500 to the economy. Would that be right?
Yes, it is right. So this is a figure that we really like to make people aware of in Guaranteed Irish. I think a lot of people maybe don't really understand the impact that like shopping locally can have, other than supporting a local business, but it also supports the local economy. And I think this figure is hugely important to be made aware of. I mean, it sounds like it shouldn't make sense, but it really does, because you're giving a small bit to a local business who are then giving back to, whether it's their staff, their suppliers, giving back to their other consumers. So it makes a huge knock-on effect to the local economy, especially in like smaller towns and smaller local economies where it goes that extra bit further.
Okay, and that only goes for just purchasing online, but also in the retail outlets physically.
Absolutely, yes. So whether it's that if you know your small local shop, that they have a website, if you shop online, they still get that same benefit, the money's still going to them, or if you go into them physically in shop. And I'd like to encourage people to go into their town centres rather than the massive like out-of-town shopping malls and stuff like that, because that's where all the smaller businesses are. That's who's really going to get the benefit of, as you said, €20 to the stores worth €100 to the local economy.
So just to compare, for example, Tesco, a British multinational with Dunnes Stores, some locals actually do find that groceries in Dunnes can be a lot fresher, particularly, you know, the likes of bread, milk, meats, vegetables, fish and perishable goods. They appear to have a longer time span of best before dates. What's your view?
Well, the reason being is they're not being imported. So a lot of the multinational supermarkets, they get a lot of their products. A lot of them say they get products from Ireland, and they do for a large part, but a lot of their goods and their produce would be imported, which just, one, it means they probably have some extra maybe additives to them to make them a bit safe for transport, which again maybe affects their shelf life or gives them an absurdly long shelf life, which I always think is a bit iffy in itself as well. But you shop in your local store, Super Value, for example, great local store, really good at promoting Irish business, Irish producers, Guaranteed Irish. They get all of their stuff locally, especially their fresh produce, whether it's their chicken or their fish. It would almost all be Irish produce, so you know it's come from somewhere nearby, which is good. So it hasn't had to travel halfway across the world to get to you. The fish is probably caught off the coast of Ireland somewhere, and so there's less going into it. And also, you know that you're like, has that knock-on effect again, that you're supporting another Irish business. For example, again, if you go in and buy your fish from the fishmonger, who has probably got it from a fisher off the coast of Ireland, so as opposed to someone off the coast of Germany, for example. So again, it has that knock-on effect that you're supporting more and more. You spend a little bit here from an Irish producer, they've got it from an Irish supplier. So it's really having that knock-on effect to the wider Irish economy.
And is it generally cheaper for Irish consumers to purchase locally online?
It's certainly going that way, especially if you look at big online stores that you might shop off. A lot of them are probably hosted in the UK or based in the UK. The warehouses are in the UK. And obviously with Brexit and everything that's going on in Europe at the moment, import charges and shipping charges are just going through the roof. So if you can buy locally, the chances are that your delivery cost is going to be much lower. Even if from a small retailer, there'd be no import charges. The products are already in the country. And they're probably much quicker to get to you. I mean, especially if you're like, I live in Bray, for example. If I buy something off someone in Bray, I usually get it at the very latest the next day, depending on how late in the day I buy it. But I have bought stuff before and it's arrived to me that evening because they're only down the road.
Yes, I understand where you're coming from. How do Irish consumers rate native SMEs in terms of, you know, shopping online with them?
So Irish consumers have, I suppose, more trust for native SMEs. They're more trustworthy. Chances are, especially if they're smaller companies, they probably know them in some capacity. Everybody knows everybody in their local town, for example. So they're more trustworthy. As I mentioned, the chances are they're probably going to be much faster to deliver if they're only down the road. They're more reliable as well. And they're just you just have better certainty of tracking your order. If you order something online from somewhere abroad, and unfortunately, I experienced this last Christmas, and it delivered in January, and it was supposed to be a Christmas present for my sister, and I ordered it in October and it just didn't arrive, and I got no real explanation as to why it didn't arrive. And by comparison, everything I ordered from local shops arrived well in time, within a day or two. So I had them months before Christmas. So I was actually well ahead of my Christmas shopping last year, except for that one thing that just didn't arrive.
What advice would you have for Irish consumers on how to stay safe and secure when shopping online?
So first off, I would suggest always go with a registered .ie domain that ensures that they're from Ireland. So we are .ie are the company who manage .ie domains, and 90% of companies with a .ie are registered and proved to be in Ireland. So right off the bat, you're getting that authenticity that it is an Irish company. Another example would be guaranteedirishgift.ie, obviously Irish registered. Again, they're more trusted. I would say go for trusted brands, trusted recognizable brands, whether they're Irish or multinational. Some multinationals would have a .ie domain as well, but make sure that the brand is recognizable. If you don't recognize the brand, chances are you might, you know, it might be a bit of a risk. I would also check the address and location of the retailer, for even down to, you know, if you think, oh, if they say they're in, say, Cork and you're in Cork, and it turns out their registered address on their website is in Donegal, that's going to affect your delivery times possibly, because that's more likely where their distribution center is. So just check that as well. And also make sure, obviously, that they are in Ireland, that they're not just sort of pretending to be. Another thing as well, if prices are too good, seem too good to be true, they probably are. Just be aware of that, especially when you see like ads and stuff like that on social media for, ooh, a laptop for 50 quid. Chances are it's not that model for 50 quid that you're going to be getting, and it's just a bit of a spammy ad, so just be careful for that. I would say always check delivery details and costs around tax and customs. Again, whether you're shopping from Irish domains, or especially if you're potentially shopping from foreign domains, check import taxes, because they're going up and up and up. And you, like, it might change from day to day at the moment. It's very uncertain. So what says it would be 20 quid might end up being 50 by the time you've actually paid for it and it's actually arrived to you. We're a couple of weeks out from Christmas. There's still plenty of time. I would say shop early, because there could be delays. There's going to be strong demand. You know, the world has opened up a bit. Everyone has a bit more disposable income. Everyone's shopping a bit more, which is great. So don't leave it to the last minute. Don't wait till the 23rd of December to go out and do your shopping, especially if you're going to shop online. I would say do it now. This week is, I think, maybe the last chance really to be guaranteed that you're going to get stuff before Christmas. And look for return policies as well. Make sure that if something is wrong, or if you gift something that maybe isn't quite right, doesn't fit properly, that there is a return policy. There is an option to return it, exchange it. Make sure that, you know, you're not getting done over by that lack of a return policy. Something that's really important that people don't tend to look out for is the actual domain itself. So when you go onto your browser and you go onto the website, have a look in the search bar and make sure it says HTTPS. Before the domain. So https://www.guaranteedirish.ie, for example. That means it's a secure domain. If it just says HTTP, it is not a secure domain. Your data might be at risk. You might be at risk for viruses or anything like that. Make sure it's a HTTPS domain. And just kind of common sense in every purchase, but especially if you're purchasing online at the moment for Christmas, just keep a record of every payment you make and compare it to your bank statements, because it can be easy enough, especially for some smaller payments, to go under the radar. And that is actually how scammers get you. They'll just make small payments from time to time on your details and you don't really notice it. So just be diligent with your own accounting, I suppose. Keep a track of every payment you make and compare it to your bank statements, just in case, you know, someone has happened to get a hold of your details and is trying to take your money.
Yes, of course. Thanks for that, Sean. Right, so we're going to leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you would like to mention.
Yeah, so just wanted to give a shout out. I mentioned at the start there, just guaranteedirishgift.ie. So this Christmas, we are, I suppose, challenging shoppers to put the G under the tree by gifting Guaranteed Irish. So we've relaunched our guaranteedirishgifts.ie website to drive traffic and sale to genuine Irish makers and producers, all Guaranteed Irish registered members. Guaranteedirish.ie showcases the best of local businesses. So if you want to support local and, you know, contribute that 100 euro to economy with a 20 euro purchase, Guaranteed Irish Gifts.ie is a great way to do it. Last couple of years, smaller retailers have sort of thrived because people have gone out of their way to support local business, which is fantastic. But this year, they're struggling a little bit more than the past couple of years because the world is open again and people are shopping online from big foreign companies again. So we'd really just encourage to, you know, support smaller businesses, support local as much as you have done for the past couple of years. It's still super important. We don't want, you know, town streets to be shut down again like they used to be. Everything is kind of opened up again. Let's keep it that way. Let's support Irish. So there's hundreds of gift ideas from Guaranteed Irish members on guaranteedirishgifts.ie. And we also have our new Pinterest account, Guaranteed Irish Official, for inspiration. You might get some, if you're struggling for gift ideas, and I know I am. I have no idea what to get my mum and my dad this year. Guaranteed Irish Official Pinterest is a great source of inspiration for gifts this Christmas.
Oh, that sounds great. Sean, thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you.
Thanks very much.
Very best to you. Do take care.
Thanks very much, and you.
That was Sean Kennedy, Head of Public Relations for Guaranteed Irish, talking about how important it is for online shoppers to stay local during the Christmas season, and also giving tips on how to stay safe and secure when shopping online.